Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Bjarni Herjolfsson was lost at sea. The year? Around 985 AD. According to the anthropologist William Fitzhugh, Herjolfsson, a Viking ship captain, was sailing westward across the North Atlantic from Iceland to Greenland when a fierce storm blew him and his crew off course and past their destination. The storm raged for days. When the weather lifted, he and his crew found themselves abreast of an unfamiliar wooded landscape. Wary of landing upon the unfamiliar shore, Herjolfsson turned his ship around, caught favorable currents, and sailed eastward to his original destination. Upon landing, he shared the story of his adventure with his fellow Vikings. Curious about the mystical land to the west, Leif Erikson set sail a few years later and encountered a new land and people the Vikings called Skraelings. The new land was the Canadian coast, and the Skraelings were, of course, Native Americans who had been present for thousands of years. Archaeologists have discovered evidence of a Viking presence, if not Leif Erikson's, at L'Anse-aux-Meadows on the coast of Newfoundland. It wasn't until 500 years after these Viking explorations that Christopher Columbus, the purported discoverer of the Americas, landed in the Caribbean. While many of the citizens of the United States celebrate Columbus Day every October, Columbus actually arrived at the party quite late, well behind Native Americans and the Vikings. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. The program is written by Dr. Robert Leonard and Anton Daughters. You can hear our stories on the web at humanexperience.unm.edu.